This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain is still doing well in the polls, in part because of the attractiveness and simplicity of his 999 plan, a 9% federal income, corporate, and sales tax that helped him surge to the top of the Republican field. But for some states, such as New Hampshire, which doesn't have a sales tax, implementing 999 wouldn't be so simple. Amanda Loader of State Impact New Hampshire explains.
People in New Hampshire, to put it mildly, dislike taxes. Just ask Andy Smith.
New Hampshire is definitely an anti-tax state.
Smith is the director of the Survey Center at the University of New Hampshire and, among other things, studies how the state's residents feel about taxes. That's because New Hampshire is one of the few states in the country that don't have a broad-based income tax or a sales tax. And Smith says his polling shows a lot of people here like it that way.
New Hampshire is a state that prides itself on having limited government and independence of individual people. And I think a sales tax is seen then as a way to grow government and that it's something that will inevitably grow.
So when a Republican presidential candidate like Herman Cain comes into New Hampshire for a debate and starts talking taxes, it's a big deal.
Continuing to pivot off the current tax code is not going to boost this economy. This is why we developed 999, 9% corporate business flat tax, 9% personal income flat tax, and a 9% national sales tax.
This has helped move Cain from long shot to top-tier candidate, but it has also made him a target. At a recent debate held in Las Vegas, one of his rivals, Texas Governor Rick Perry, suggested that his plan might not sell so well in the Granite State.
Go to New Hampshire where they don't have a sales tax and you're fixing to give them one.
For decades, the New Hampshire economy has relied on its tax-free status to draw retail sales from out-of-staters. So what would happen if retailers here suddenly had to deal with a federal sales tax? Julie, she only wanted to give her first name, works at a downtown Concord gallery and frame shop.
I don't think it's a good idea, as far as we're concerned, anyways. I mean, it seems like we'll be getting taxed a lot extra.
More pleasing to the Cain campaign might be this response from Michelle Leinhart, owner of the Just Be boutique in Concord.
I'm not sure how I feel about the nationwide sales tax. I've also heard that we pay a portion of that anyways in the other taxes that we pay. So if we're not paying certain other taxes, it would kind of all wash itself out.
Charlie Spano heads up the Cain campaign in the state, which at this point consists of a small handful of staffers and about 60 volunteers working out of an office in Manchester. Spano insists the 999 plan wouldn't impose a tax on New Hampshire because it would lower various federal taxes manufacturers, distributors, and retailers pay.
They will be replaced by the 9% tax, which will be levied at the point of sale and still be invisible to the consumer. It is not, will not be, and was never designed to be an add-on in the classic sense of a sales tax.
But not all free marketeers agree. Charlie Arlinghouse is president of the Josiah Bartlett Center, a New Hampshire-based free market think tank. He's skeptical of how 999 would work in the state.
Proponents always tell you that this tax replaces that tax, and we're changing this, and we're all going to come out better because of this. And imposing a sales tax, when so much of our retail sector is based upon the fact that we have no sales tax and that other states have some sales tax, there's a psychological advantage.
While Cain's tax plan has propelled him to the front of the pack nationally, he's still trailing well behind Mitt Romney in tax-averse New Hampshire. But as Bill Clinton and George W. Bush could tell him, you could still lose the New Hampshire primary and go on to win the nomination and even the presidency. For NPR News, I'm Amanda Loader in Concord, New Hampshire.